Today I'm starting a series, a short series from Psalm 94, 94th Psalm, 94th Psalm. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
94th Psalm. Now we'll read a few verses from this, starting at the first verse, which reads, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the strangers and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. The topic really comes from the third verse, which is, how long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you for your word. We thank you for the power in your word. Lord, as I stand here to speak, it is not me, but it is you. Lord, allow me to articulate your vision for this message to these, your people. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, how long? Or how long, oh, Lord? You know, there's a lot of things in life that's not going the way we think it should go. There's a lot of wrong going on. And there's a tendency to want to seek vengeance ourselves. Micah 6:8 writes, he has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
Yeah.
So he tells us what we are supposed to do. But when it is obvious that people surrounding us are not doing that, we ask the question, how long, O Lord? How long are you going to allow this to go on, O Lord? How long are you going to let the evildoers get their way, O Lord? Lord, I've done the right things. I tried very hard to do the right things most of my adult life. I've tried to walk justly before you. I tried to show mercy to those in need. I tried my best to be humble before you. But how long, O Lord? They make fun of me because of my faith I have in you. How long, O Lord, will you allow evil to go on in the world? How long, O Lord? So this is the context that we're talking about in this message. As we look at the very first verse, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, the writer recognizes and realizes that vengeance belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
The writer just wants to help God out, move along a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
To whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. What he's saying is, rise up, Lord. I think I know through faith that you see everything that is going on, but it appears that you might be asleep right now. It appears that you're not looking at what is going on all around us. How long? So therefore, vengeance belongs to you, Lord. And I know I cannot step in your way or do it myself.
Yes.
but shine forth. Now, when we look at this word vengeance, it is often quite misinterpreted. To some of us, vengeance means to get revenge or get vindication against somebody who has done us wrong. But according to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, to avenge or receive vengeance in this context means to uphold the law and give justice to those who have been wrong. To uphold the law. Lord, I tried to uphold the law, but yet I see people going 90 miles an hour passing me. Lord, where are you? Where is the highway patrol when this is happening? Lord, I wait at the stoplight until it turns green, but others seem to go through. Lord, where are you? Where are your people? Lord, I try to do my best, but there are other fools around me driving like they're crazy. Lord, uphold the law. Lord, you've told us what you need us to do. You've told us how we need to walk. Uphold the law. Verse 2, rise up. Then the verse 1 says, shine forth. Beginning of verse 2 says, rise up. Get up, Lord, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Where is the punishment for the evildoers? And quite often we see situations in the Bible where they are being tormented from outside of their geographical boundaries of Israel. We see the enemy doing this. But in this case, the enemy is within. It is people of God who are doing the evil. It is people who are called by his name who are doing the evil. Render punishment to the proud. They're so proud they think they can get rid of it. You know how it is. We do something one time and we get away with it. And we say, I can do that again and get away with it. And it's not until we get caught that we are punished. That's why it's best when we're raising our children to nip it off right at the beginning. Don't even let it go there. Let them know the right way to do things. And sometimes punishment comes when you do the wrong thing. That's part of growing up. Well, we are growing up as children of God. None of us are where we need to be right now. Or if we think we are where we need to be, then we have no opportunity for growth. The Lord cannot work with us anymore if we think we're all that. And a bag of chips. We need to recognize that we are still growing up to the head. We are still growing. But in our growth process, Lord, we need you to punish those who say they're your people but don't act like your people. Might even be those who come to church on Sunday. But Sunday evening, they're somewhere else. Punish them, O Lord. And in verse 3, Lord, how long will the wicked? How long will the wicked triumph? How long will they be successful? How long will they take advantage of your people? This is a servant who is crying out to the Lord. And this is a cry out of weakness and impatience. For this person knows that the Lord does take care of everything. This person knows that the Lord is watching over everything. But every now and then we get to that point where we say, Lord, I've been waiting for you for a long time to fix it. But aren't we glad that we serve a gracious God? Aren't we glad that we serve a long-suffering God? Because if we be honest with ourselves, his punishment was rendered when punishment was due. How many of us would be sitting here right now? Exodus 34, verse 6. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation. God will take care of it. Yes, he is merciful. Yes, he is gracious. Yes, he is patient. Yes, he is full of goodness. But make no mistake, God will take care of it. And just in case God doesn't know, he's even telling. He tells them what they're doing to their people in verse 4. And there's several things, there's a whole list of here. Just in case, God, you're not listening, let me drop some knowledge on you. They utter speech and speak insolent things. They are arrogant, is what he's saying. They speak insolent things. They are rude or impolite. They show a lack of respect for the people of God. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They boast about what they're doing wrong. Been doing wrong so long that wrong seems right. And they're boasting about it. There once upon a time was a day when evil workers kind of kept it to themselves. If they were doing something not right in the eyes of the Lord, it was our secret. But now they're right out in the open. They don't mind telling you they're doing wrong. What kind of society do we live in? When doing wrong can be glorified. When doing wrong can be admired. By doing wrong, even gets your face on a t-shirt. They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. Look at verse 5. They break in pieces your people, O Lord. They crush God's people. O Lord, and afflict your heritage. Who are God's inheritance? We are God's inheritance. Those who God has chosen are his inheritance. Deuteronomy 14:2 says, for you are a holy people to the Lord, your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all that the people who are on the face of the earth. You see, the writer knew that he was special in the eyes of God. And he knew that God's people were special in the eyes of God. But he knew that not all of God's people were doing the right thing. They were harming other people of God. They were charging them high interest rates for things. They were persecuting them for their goodness. They talked about them. They laughed at them. Look at you, church boy. You can't hang out on Saturday night because you got to go to church on Sunday morning. Oh, you can hang out with us just this once. Why do you have to always be in church? You can be just like me. I go to church during those special times. Those special times like Easter. Don't forget Mother's Day, Christmas, homecoming, church anniversary, and especially church conference. It doesn't take all that, they try and say, to live a holy life. They seek to break us, attack us. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. And in verse 6, he gets even more personal. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. The very people that the people of God should be taking care of are the ones that are being taken advantage of. The widow, the one who does not have the means to continue to live because her husband has passed on. The widow who is homeless and helpless. The widow who needs help to survive. The stranger is the alien in the Bible. The ones who are not of the Jewish faith, who come to live in the lands of the Jews. They were told to be kind to strangers, but yet they were being taken advantage of. It breaks my heart when I read stories in the newspaper or online about strangers from another country who come to visit here or come to live here, but are quickly taken advantage of because they are innocent and don't know the ways that we do things in America. You see, we know the places to stay away from. We know the places not to go. As soon as our children get their driver's license, we say, look at here. You got your license, and that's a privilege. But there's a few places I don't want to ever see my car. We let them know where they can go and where they can't go. For we know our surroundings. And it's the same way for us when we go somewhere else. We don't understand the customs. We don't understand the danger that is lurking around us. Taking advantage of the strangers and murder the fatherless. Murder the orphans. Again, those that we should be taking care of, we are neglecting them. I like what God said to his people in Exodus chapter 22, verse 21. You shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppress him. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
Yes.
You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath will be hot, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wife shall be widows and your children fatherless. And you got to know that the writer of this psalm knew this passage. Knew what God said that he would do. Why, O Lord? O Lord, how long will the wicked come out on top? How long, Lord, will those that are oppressed suffer? How long? And then in verse 7, yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. The evildoers that he's talking about, they will be boastful and proud. The Lord doesn't see me. The Lord doesn't care. They say, here I am, O Lord. Strike me down if I'm wrong. They will boast in their sinfulness. They will boast in their lack of respect for God and for God's people. They think the Lord does not see them. They think that the God of Jacob does not understand them. But they are only fooling themselves. They are only fooling themselves. They see us saying, oh Lord, how long? They hear us saying, how long, oh Lord? They hear our cry. And they laugh at us. But I stand here to say, keep on doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Keep on doing right, even though people around you are doing evil.
Yes.
Don't get sucked down to their level of activity.
Uh-huh.
A recent phrase during the presidential campaign was, when they go low, we go high. That's how people of God need to be. When they go low, we don't need to go there.
That's right.
We don't need to sink down to their level. We need to remain who we are. It might look like we're getting punked. It might look like they're getting the best of us. And for young men, that's a hard thing to do. Because what people think about us is very important to us. We don't want to look like somebody's taking advantage of us. We don't want to look like that we're soft in any one area. We've got to be hard sometimes. But I remembered that God is gracious.
Yes.
I remember that God is merciful.
Yes.
I remember that God has everything in control.
Yes.
And I remember that I am supposed to be meek when they go low. And some people see that word meekness as a sign of weakness. But as I read the word, I understand that meekness means power under control. It is far harder to maintain meekness than it is to lash out. It is far harder to remain humble when they go low. It is far harder to remain your standards and ask yourself, what would Jesus do in this situation when they go that low? But most of all, we can be meek because we remember Deuteronomy 32, 35, where God said, vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine and recompense. He tells us what will happen to them. Their foot shall slip in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand. And the things to come hasten upon them. Vengeance is mine. We need to remember that the vengeance is not ours, but it is the Lord. That they will slip. Doesn't matter how much they have in their bank account. They will lose it all. Doesn't matter how perfect their family looks like. They will lose it all. They will lose what they have because they have put their faith in the wrong thing. For us, we put our faith in God. We put our faith in our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We put our faith in the one who was there yesterday, the one who is here today, and the one who will be here forevermore. We put our faith in God. Romans 12, Paul deals with this also about this vengeance matter. Romans 12, 17, starting at the 17th verse. Repay no one evil for evil. In other words, when they go low, don't you go there. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as depends on you, live peacefully with all men. Do everything under your power to live peaceably. Now, every now and then, you're going to have to go there. But do it with love. Do it with love. It says, if at all possible, if it is possible. And verse 19, Romans 12, beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. Do not avenge yourself, and don't go there when they go there, is what he's saying. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The only way we can survive is to overcome evil with good. We're not saying ignore the evil. We can still call out evil and still do good.
Yeah.
The Lord will take care of everything.
Yes,
our job is to let everybody know that we worship a God who will take care of everything. Yes. Our job is to let everybody know that there is still time for them to get right with God.
Yes.
No matter how wrong you've been, no matter how long you've been wrong, there is still time to get right with God.
Yes.
Even on your deathbed, you can still get right with God.
Yes.
The Lord will take care of everything,
yes.
and we can find comfort with that.
Yes.
It is hard to do good when everybody around you is doing bad. You know what? You might be around the wrong people.
Yes.
Get around people that are also doing good. Get around people who also love the Lord.
Yes.
There will be some parties that we can't go to anymore. There will be some environments that we are not welcome in anymore. There will be some situations that we need to stay away from anymore. There will be some friends on social media that we need to defriend because they are not our friends anymore. In other words, check out your environment. Check out your environment. Yes, evil is in the world.
Yes, it is.
God will take care of it.
Yes.
And we sometimes get to that point where we say, Lord, how long? But just be mindful, the Lord is not asleep.
Okay.
Does not need to rise up because he's already here.
Yes.
And he will take care of it.
Yes.
And looking at it another way, the Lord has already taken care of some stuff that he just hadn't shared with you yet.
That's right.
Yes. There are some dangers that you have avoided in your life because he has eliminated them before you got there. So celebrate the fact that the Lord is still working.
Yes.
We don't need to know the details. We don't need to know how it happened. You know how you hear that juicy gossip? Oh, tell me more. Wait a minute. Back up now. Give me all the details. We can't have that conversation with God. You know, God's going to do what he's going to do. Our job is to just be faithful. Our job is to hold out. Our job is to realize that as we are shining, reflecting the light of God, others are looking at us. Others are saying, I want to be like that person. I want to be like them. You know, it's a shame that when somebody dies at their funeral, they hear all the good stuff. Sometimes how many people they've influenced, how beloved they were. But nobody said it while they were alive. We need to start telling people how much we appreciate them while they're still here. We need to start telling people that they have impacted our life. We need to share with people that we appreciate the way they handle certain situations. And can you help me handle situations like that? We need to reflect the goodness that is in the world, the goodness that is surrounding us, and celebrate that. And learn how to wait on the Lord. It might seem like Satan has the upper hand. But Satan has no power over our God. And that's who we have faith in at this time. We will continue this real soon along this same theme in this very same chapter, our song. It is a powerful song. And I just pray that as we look at what we're going through in life, and when we ask that question, how long? Oh, Lord. We can look to the saints who also ask the very same question. But in the end, I will reveal the plot for you, the spoiler for you. In the end, everything's going to be okay. You ever like turn TV on and it's like near the end of a show? You turn the channel real quick because you don't want to see the end because you're going to record it or something and watch it from the beginning and it'll spoil it for you if you see the end. Well, I'm going to spoil it for you. In the end, we win. In the end, we're going to be okay. In the end, God's going to take care of everything. So it might be tough at times, but hold on and hold out.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. How long?